boominginthebus.com.au.
Now, I guess all of us at one time or another have come up with what we think would be a great idea. And, you know, you sit and look at something and say, I could invent something that might just change that, change the world. Who knows? Problem is, often it's already been invented, or we don't know how to get it made, how to get it solved, because there's a lot of steps between the idea and the reality. Stephen Key is an award-winning inventor. Several of his products have been endorsed by celebrities such as Michael Jordan, and he's going to be sharing his ideas and his secrets, all related to invention, at the Sydney Convention Centre this weekend. And Stephen's on the line. Morning to you.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
That's a pleasure. What have you come up with that we might recognise?
Well, I'm not quite sure. One of my first products that I'd licensed was called the Michael Jordan Wall Ball. It was a very simple idea, and it sold for over 10 years in all the retailers, and it was a great little product, and they didn't have any protection at all.
So where did the idea... take it, broaden it out beyond the Michael Jordan ball. Where do you get your ideas from?
Okay, I think what's really smart to do is look for opportunities. And what I like to do is I'll read in the paper there's a problem, or I'll ask somebody if they're working on something or they're frustrated. Find a solution to a problem. And what's really great, I think we all, as consumers, observe problems. And that's how I come up with ideas. I see a problem and I try to come up with a solution.
What's the essence of a good invention?
Well, great question. First of all, it's got to be simple. It's got to be manufacturable. It's got to be manufacturable at a price that everybody can make money through the whole process. I think a lot of people that come up with an idea or file a patent, they don't understand the manufacturing of it. And so sometimes you'll end up with a patent that costs you tens of thousands of dollars, but is worth nothing.
Yeah, because there are a lot of steps, aren't there, between the idea and the reality?
Well, there are. And I think what I'm going to share with everybody is that you need to simplify it. And the first thing, you don't want fear just to overtake you and run out and file a patent. What I like for people to do, first decide if it's a new idea. And you can do that really easy by going on the internet and look around and see if you find it. You'd be amazed at how many people, not just inventors, but people that file patents that haven't done that first step of just saying, look, is it new?
Interesting. What's the best invention you've ever come across?
Let me talk about another one of mine. I came up with an idea that's not even new, Steve. It's been around for a long time. It's called Spinformation. It's a rotating label. I had read in an article where there was never enough information on a label. I came up with a rotating label. It's basically just two labels on a container, and one spins around the base label and has a little window. It gives you 75% more space. That little invention, I've sold over 500 million labels. It's been on national brands, and it's such a simple idea. It just delivers more information, and that more information could be used for drug facts, larger type, multiple languages. And what's amazing? It's not even a new idea. It was done 40 years ago.
I think that's extraordinary. Because, I mean, I'm sure there are people who are listening to us this morning, many of whom have sort of thought, now, you know, I know a better way to do that.
Oh. You know, what I like to stress to everyone, you know, if you have a roadmap, if you have the steps, you don't have to be an expert. You are a consumer. You are already the expert. You have to take some very smart steps, though, because you don't want to spend your money if you don't have to. You need to determine if it's a new idea. But what you also need to do is get it to an industry expert very quickly. Don't spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a prototype. Put together what I like to call a one-page sell sheet. It has the benefit of your idea, a picture of your idea. Send it to a company. But before you do, here's really important. What you can do in Australia, you can file a provisional application for $85.
Oh, right. So nobody steals the idea.
Yeah, for 80. Imagine you can play the biggest game in the world for $85. It's incredible.
Okay, now you're sharing all these ideas at the Sydney Convention Centre.
Yes, and I am so excited. It's booming in the bust. I will be in three cities, and on Sunday I'm in Sydney at the Convention Centre. And my specialty is licensing, and I'm going to show people, if you have an idea, let me show you how you can bring it to market through licensing and not spend any money.
I like the sound of that. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There he is, American inventor, Stephen Key.
Boominginthebus.com.au. Do you want to discover newly emerging opportunities in these tough financial times? Discover how to make smart money now. The world's leading experts will be uniting in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane to show you how to boom in the bust. Guests include Cash in a Flash author Mark Victor Hansen, the millionaire maker Laurel Langmire, renowned international economist Harry S. Dent, brand expert Dr. Joseph Michelli, internet entrepreneur Joel Kong, professor of entrepreneurship Tom McCaskill, award-winning inventor Stephen Key. Discover how to sell in a recession with Ari Kalpa. David Bussow explains how the world's poorest entrepreneurs are an inspiration. Option trade your way to wealth with Lynn Summers. Boom in the bust. Join these experts for a three-day live symposium, June 19 to 21 at the Sydney Convention Centre, Melbourne Town Hall and Brisbane Convention Centre. Tickets available now. Visit boominginthebust.com.au.